on her lap. I handed a cup of water to the old woman, telling her, "Give it to the child," who grabbed it as if parched with thirst. As she swallowed it hurriedly, I saw it gush right out again. A blood-stained stream through a hole in her neck. Heartsick, I went to find the surgeon. For a moment, he stood there near the door, looking over the mass of suffering and dying women and children. Oh, the silence. The silence they kept was so complete, it was oppressive. And then, to my amazement, I saw that the surgeon, who I knew had served in the Civil War, attending the wounded from Wilderness to Appomattox, he began to grow pale. "This is the first time I've seen a lot of women and children shot to pieces," he said, "and I can't stand it." Thomas Tibbles, reporter.
For 3 days, the frozen bodies of the dead, including Bigfoot, lay where they fell at Wounded Knee. Finally, the army dug a large trench at the massacre site. Then, as they collected the bodies, a blanket was seen moving. Beneath it, snuggled against her dead mother, was a baby girl.